Hello and welcome to the Cold War Minute. I am your host, David Guerra. Today is January 20th, and on this day in Cold War history, in 1949, United States President Harry S. Truman is inaugurated for his first full-term presidency, announces the Point 4 program, which is a program for economic aid to poor countries, during his inaugural address. In 1953, Dwight D. Eisenhower is inaugurated as the first Republican president in 20 years. In 1960, Hendrik Verwoerd announces a plebiscite on whether South Africa should become a republic. In 1961, John F. Kennedy is inaugurated as the youngest elected and first Roman Catholic president of the United States. His inaugural address is one of the most memorable of the 20th century. In 1977, Jimmy Carter is inaugurated as the 39th president of the United States. He is the last president inaugurated on the east front of the Capitol, which had been the traditional site for president inaugurations since 1829. In 1981, 20 minutes after Ronald Reagan is inaugurated as president, at the age of 69, the oldest man ever to be inaugurated as president, Iran releases 52 American hostages. It is the first presidential inauguration to be held on the west front of the Capitol. In 1986, Martin Luther King Jr. Day is celebrated as a federal holiday for the first time. In 1987, Church of England envoy Terry Waite is kidnapped in Lebanon. In 1990, known as the Bloody Tragedy of January or the Tragedy at Baku, the Soviet Red Army enters Azerbaijan under a state of emergency declaration, and when it is completed, numerous Azerbaijani people in Baku, the capital of Azerbaijan, are killed, injured, arrested, or missing. And on this day in 1991, Sudan's government imposes Islamic law nationwide, worsening the civil war between the country's Muslim North and Christian South. There you have it, Cold War history on this day, January 20th. I am David Guerra. Until next time, goodbye.